Hey there, yep, podcast.
Tell me another story that happened today.
Yeah.
Hey there, are we on?
Yeah.
Hey there, podcast.
That's already.
Tell me another story that we told today.
I don't want to alarm you, and no one better edit this. They got your first take.
But the first, second one was slightly better.
Nah, leave it all, guys.
Yeah, yeah. What song is that?
Georgie Seekers.
I'm sure there's a tell-all musical about their life at some point.
There already has been.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is there anyone left? The story of Bobby Darin that
I wish they'd do a Paul Hogan miniseries.
They did. It was actually very good.
What? You mean actually, if by very good, the worst TV series ever made?
I think you'd be fine. It was worse than that. Pacific Palisade. Cooks.
Paul Hogan's taking out a restraining order against that miniseries.
Paul Hogan was involved deeply.
Was he? Did he handwrite the script?
That was the worst show ever.
You haven't seen it.
He just took the House
okay,
of Bond.
Okay, we actually need to film House me watching
Bond.
This for content.
House of Bond.
That was worse. House of Bond.
No. That was terrible House of Bond.
I want to be filmed watching the Paul Hogan miniseries.
Oh, my God.
can we do a mini goggle box with me watching you on that?
What about the Chopper that just came out recently?
I haven't seen it.
The untold story of Chopper.
It's not untold.
Yep.
It's been told 29 times.
13 books on a national
tour.
The
overtold story of Chopper Reed, I believe. None of that's on the show, but it's okay. That's the way you're here. You're here for the witty banter, and then you get the real stuff.
Ed put his kid in front of the television for the first time, everybody.
Tracy from Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Al Bundy came in. Yeah, it was great times. Yeah, we had some stuff. Enjoy the show. We know you do. Thank you.
We had some stuff.
Bully.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
1 minute past six. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ed Cavalier.
Hey, dickhead.
Oh, Grant, she started early on you.
Well, I don't think that was... She was looking at you and she said that, but I felt it. I felt it sort of shoot past me straight into your head.
No, I'm good. What is it? What day is it today? Friday?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah. Do you still feel good now?
Oh, this has been a long week, guys.
I felt like Thursday today. I don't like... I know you shouldn't say that on Wednesday, but today feels Thursday.
It does.
Thursday-esque.
It needs to start trying to explain itself, please. But a good show this morning.
Okay.
The Ask Us Anything, we have a swingers couple coming in.
Yes.
To tell us about their life.
We do. And this guy, because obviously we pre-recorded this for all the reasons, he had merch on from his swingers club.
He did.
It was a hashtag on brand swingers t-shirt. Picture of him on the front with a woman that's not his partner. His partner was with him.
And very obviously so, like... Different hair colour, which I did point out to him, and he was like, yeah.
I have a type. So if you've ever wanted to ask questions about swingers, we've covered them
off for you.
We've
done it, yeah.
Speaking of swingers, Tracy from Married at... Oh, that's a bad segue. Tracy from Married at First Sight is joining us today.
She is.
Hey, yo, Tracy.
Oh, God.
So much stuff.
My little lady.
You amaze me.
You drive me crazy.
We tried that night at First Sight.
I'll do it anytime you want. Just give me the words and let me go.
We've committed that to very precious brain cells, idiots.
Yep, well, that's Visions. MC Visions, a.k.a. Dean. She's with him, sadly.
All right, let's get into What's the Superior. I'm hungry.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Well, 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 it is the superior...
Pancake topping.
Pancake topping.
Bolognese.
What?
100%. Shut your faces. No one's going to win. Lock it down. Give me the prize. Gold medal. This is my dad and I. There's a 24-hour camp pancake parlor, right? When I was a kid, used to be near my house. And Vincey and I would stop after little laughs every day. And we go in there and we get our spicy bolognese on a beautiful stack of pancakes. Some cheese.
That's insane.
Some sauce. Pancakes as a neutral, they're neutral flavoured. We choose if they're sweet or savoury. I say I'll give myself permission to have a savoury pancake.
I am as shocked as anything you've ever told me.
It's a spicy bolognese.
I know it is a spicy bolognese.
It's beautiful.
Please don't tell me you put parmesan.
Oh, my God, people are already calling because they agree with me.
No, that's not what Johnny's going to say.
A savoury pancake is life-changing, guys. Go for it. Go today. Do yourself a favour.
You can't mix those two together.
Watch me mix it and rub it all over my face.
Well, that's a bit excessive.
That'll get you sent out of a pancake parlour.
It's very hard. Very expensive, that place.
Oh, no.
No, it is. It is not what you expect. It's not a cheap joint.
Oh, no, it's a destination.
It's a fancy meal.
Yeah, it's a destination.
You're forgetting the experience of being in there.
It's a spicy bolognese.
Now, is the pancake parlor at the
Why do
Rocks?
They need to be open for 24 hours?
My next question.
Like, who's going, oh, my God, it's 3 a.m. I really need some pancakes, guys.
I've done that before in my youth. The one in the Rocks, is it still 24 hours? That's a part of this question.
Is it still there? God, I haven't mentioned the
up and down one, the upstairs, downstairs pancake parlor has to be.
I just love that there must have been at some point such a demand for pancakes that they've gone, 24 hours.
Yes,
round the never shutting.
Because there are people at 2:30 in the morning banging on the doors, banging
it's
on
still
the
open 24/7 at the Rocks.
I don't know if that's a craving I'd have if I was fully loaded after a few beers.
Let's call them as well. Can someone, producers, call the pancake parlor, please, and ask them what the number one topping is that they get requested for? We're gonna speak to them in a moment.
And you'll find out that it's a spicy bolognese.
That's what I'm really doing. I'm really just
what do you want?
It's not at all.
What do you like?
I like melted chocolate. So you know your runny melted chocolate just over some strawberries. Don't look at me like that.
It's not good. Where's your lube?
Oh, well, I put butter on first.
Butter and melted chocolate. Yeah. But it's all oil sliding off each other.
Oh, but says the one, what do you think's in like spaghetti bolognese?
It's a spicy bolognese. It's got a structure, structural integrity. Yours is just flippering off the top.
Oh, yours would fall over.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
It's cheese all off the side.
You just
cheese
soaked
through.
Around the outside of the plate.
Mate.
131060, what is the superior pancake topping? Are these your homemade pancakes? Are we accepting crepes, friends?
I love a crepe.
Are we accepting crepes as part of this?
No. Okay, sure.
Ed Cavalier?
If we have to.
Pikelets?
Are we accepting the pikelets?
Yeah, what do you like to put on top of that stuff? God, we have managed to really cover this off well.
Have we got someone from the pancake parlor straight away? Oh, let's go straight to the pancake parlor. Good morning, Sadhu. Sadhu, good morning.
Good morning.
You're live on the radio here. Thank you for speaking to us at Pancakes on the Rocks. We're talking about the superior pancake topping. What is the most popular topping across all pancakes at Pancakes on the Rocks?
Recently, we have introduced a new pancake. So it's a Nutella pancake, and it's been really popular these days.
But not as popular, Sadhu, as the bolognese pancakes. Yep.
Sorry, which one?
Do people order the bolognese pancakes, you know, with the meat and the cheese?
Oh, that's a savoury one, and the Nutella is the sweet one.
Yeah, but is the savoury one popular?
Yeah, it's kind of popular as well, yeah.
Okay, Sadhu, I don't like your attitude.
Thank you, Sadhu. Thank you for speaking to us live from Pancakes on the Rocks.
She did not.
It's kind of popular, is what she said. She's just being nice.
Sadhu is polite enough to humour you. 131060, what is the superior pancake topping? Chris from Des Moines, what is the superior pancake topping?
Hey, you going, guys. Yeah, it's bacon and maple syrup.
Yeah, you're
good boy.
I've never done that combination. I know it's an American thing, isn't it? Or a Canadian thing?
Canadian turn it into like a breakfast meal.
I've never tried bacon covered in... What?
An egg. Throw a bit of egg on there. Boom.
Be a bit of egg, Chris, or is then you're going crazy?
Yeah, definitely put an egg on the side, yep. Just with a bit of pancake. Beautiful.
God, that sounds delicious. I've had it once, but I found that the bacon and the maple syrup, I don't know, Chris, did they sort of fight each other or did you think they're complementary?
No, it goes well because you got the salt and the sweet. So
Chris is loving it. He's loving it.
Sometimes it is a mix. It's a mix of textures that can be a bit too hard. Like if your bacon's too crispy, it doesn't sort of work with the softness sometimes of the pancake. You can't cut them both the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mick in Liverpool.
Yeah.
I like sorry to break up this riveting conversation. What do you like? What's the superior pancake topic? Nah, guys, you really nailed radio then. What's going on, mate?
Nah, not much. My grandma used to just make just pretty simple, you know, a bit of lemon and sugar. Used to always work the treat.
Yeah, were they thin pancakes? Were they crepes?
I wouldn't say a crepe. I'd say half-half.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
See, no one wants to admit to eating crepes. That's what I'm finding out here.
I love crepes. They're beautiful.
But that's you, you know. But I think
you're more feminine sort of pancake.
She's our pass for doing bad radio. Are you just doing sound effects now? Can't do that. Can't do that. David from Padstow, what is the superior pancake
topping? Yes, David, savoury.
Yeah, the key to this one is you've actually got to cook my one would be bacon and cheese.
Yes.
But you've actually got to cook the pancake after you've cooked the bacon. So you're using the oil from the bacon.
Oh!
The pancake.
Nice.
And then a bit of grated cheese on top.
Yeah.
And you bet.
Love your work.
Yeah, you're going to be hard to beat this morning.
I love
David.
A savory pancake. You poo pooed me.
Basically, a bacon flavoured pancake, then.
Yeah.
With bacon on top.
Infused.
Whoa. They call that infused. You put the cheese in the batter of the pancake.
Oh, yeah. Jared from Campbelltown, before we all drool on our microphones, what is the superior pancake?
Oh, according to my partner, it's Vegemite.
Well, your partner's crazy.
No. Thanks for calling. That is not okay.
See you, Jared.
No, we love Jared. But there's disdain in your voice, Jared. You don't condone this behaviour, do you?
Hell no.
Jared's got standards. Belinda's going to bring us home.
Belinda doesn't.
Go on, Belinda. What is the superior pancake topping?
Well, I'm pretty much a diabetes story waiting to happen. But my favourite topping is about a centimetre thick of just straight white sugar.
A centimetre thick?
That kind of blatant disregard for your health is almost admirable.
So if you're at the pancake parlour, you just get the sugar jar, you unscrew the lid and then just pile it on in a heap.
You're just,
When you're in the pancake parlour, you're around family. They kind of
they judge you.
Hide the sugar from me. It's maple syrup in a pinch, but at home it's I just bring the entire tub of sugar to the table and keep doling it out.
Belinda, that is wonderful, but it has to be David, doesn't it? Because he's cooking in the bacon fat.
Yeah,
he's our winner today.
Can I give him both?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Belinda and David, you've both won the major prize today, which I believe is a soda stream. I think it's a soda stream. Yes, it is. It's a soda stream.
We need
machine.
That opener then.
How good's that?
Oh.
And everybody else gets movie tickets.
Damn. How did we not know that? It'll be in here somewhere.
I've got a special soda stream opener.
For tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep. Don't do it now, Benny. It'll take ages.
Okay.
Yeah, set.
Calm down. Calm down.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Is this sad news?
Well... I think it's good for humankind.
Yes.
Sorry, guys, I'm just going to be really professional with my microphone. I think it's news that the robot invasion's been cancelled.
Oh, which is good for all of us. Now, Grant, you weren't here the other day.
I did miss it. Yeah, I was in America.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah. Jeez, I wish you'd posted about that on your Instagram. Wish I'd have known you were in America.
Which is the home of the hamburger, so it's a topic very close to my heart. What happened?
Decent segue. There was a robotic burger flipper that had been employed by one burger joint in California, M, whose name is I've forgotten.
Flippy.
Oh, no, the burger joint was called...
Cali Burger.
Yeah, Cali Burger.
In Pasadena.
And quite rightly, M and I were very upset because we know a lot of people started their working lives as flipping burgers at fast food joints, and this was clearly an attempt to try and replace those kids, i.e. boys and girls, with robots.
Because Flippy could flip between 150 and 300 burgers an hour. Which and also knew to switch between raw spatula, cook spatula. Yeah.
Oh.
But now poor Flippy's sitting with an out-of-order sign on him in the restaurant.
What happened to Flippy?
Sabotage.
He lasted one day.
Yeah.
Did he lose it? He couldn't keep up, or what happened?
They just said... There were just too many excited humans coming to the store to see the shiny robot. They weren't actually buying anything or doing anything. So the shop owner's like, I'm not making any money because people are coming to look at Flippy. Flippy's not flipping any burgers because no one's ordering burgers. So Flippy's just been popped with an out-of-order sign at the front.
So that's a win for the human race.
I thought it was the old typical millennium robots. You know, these millennials.
Started an Instagram account, wanted to become an influencer.
Yeah, didn't want to work.
Stop
working. Married at First Sight. Yes, we've got Tracy coming on the show a little bit later on. But for those that didn't see it last night, it was all about dates. So the boys had to do that, had to organise a date for the girls.
This is the remaining couples?
Yes.
How many remaining couples are we at?
There's five now. There's
and of
five
the
left.
Five, who are just there because they want more telly time?
Well, yeah. Six. So there's six. The five that are there and the one that left, which is spewing that they left.
I know, Ryan's really like just going, what am I doing with my life? No one cares.
No one cares, Ryan.
No one cares, Ryan. Oh, Kiri cares, our music director.
Yeah,
they've been DMing.
Have they?
Yeah.
Pitches?
Our music director.
You set him up, didn't you?
Well, no, someone else did, but I'm encouraging it.
Yeah, I'd like to get Ryan back on because
I'm the DM queen. Ryan may have been speaking to me when he thought he was speaking to Kiri yesterday.
Uh-oh. Did you grab her phone?
I sure did.
Did you? What did you find back with?
I'm the Bantz queen, mate. I'm the Bantz queen.
What did you give her? What did you give him?
Something.
Oh. Did he get frisky?
No.
Not frisky.
Witty. Definitely witty with a chance of hilarity.
Yeah.
That's the forecast.
With a chance of something more?
Nah.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
I would imagine Ryan's getting some pretty salacious DMs at the moment.
Can you imagine?
Sliding in there.
Oh. I think you wouldn't have on the bus. Ryan wouldn't be able to open his DMs. Meanwhile, someone who's never got a DM in his life, Troy, unless it was from his mum. So he took Ashley to the beach. Now I feel for Ashley because she just wants to be on TV, and she's been stuck with Troy, and she's trying to desperately hold on. But this floppy haired bloke is just so hard. He's so hard to get around, and we may have found out why.
He's not a real person.
Maths bombshell, as a fan claims, Troy was hired by an agency.
Yeah, apparently what? Someone sat next to Ashley on a flight.
Yes.
And she said that Troy didn't apply for the show. He was selected via an agency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm on mummiesboys.com. He's here.
Wow, are we really shocked at this? I'm not.
But what type of agency would have a Troy on their books? Not an acting one. He's in his almost 40. He's never had an acting job. Like, I don't remember seeing him on set of...
He's a model.
Hoax or me.
This guy's a model.
Hoax and Troy's a miniseries. Troy's a model.
Troy would have probably been better than most of the actors on Hoax and miniseries.
Never seen it.
It is, my God, I cannot.
You've never seen it?
Worst than Catwoman. It's time for the person who made Hoax and miniseries to come out and apologize.
Mum and Dad, stop fighting.
You've never seen it. Would you like to hear Troy's poem?
Yes.
Oh, did he do one? Oh, God.
Take it away, Troy.
To my dearest Ashley, the better looking half of Team Trashley. We were two strangers in the night when we got married at first sight. You had never met a man like me, a guy with the occasional epiphany. We've ridden camels, horses, attended dinner parties, rock climbing warm balls, and Pilates. As we stand here on this day, you continue to take my breath away.
Oh, God, that was painfully slow.
Why do you, like, why?
Ashley, I like you, but never love you as much as my mummy.
Okay,
he should have started off with there was a man from Nantucket.
Take it away, Dean. Dean. Yeah,
hey, you know, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After
it's
last week on the couch, I know you probably hate me, but you gave me a shot. You're so hot, plus your brain is next level.
Come show me what you got.
You can't at first sight, it's so vision. Tight.
And when we get to talk and go, we
stay all night.
It's
all right,
we're gonna make it through. It's just our first fight. Girl, I got your back. If you got mine, we're gonna be
all right.
Dean. Sid Luft's, who was a producer and credited for helping Judy Garland revive her Hollywood career in the 50s, wrote a memoir titled Judy and I, which is being released in paperback. So he died and then dropped some bombs.
But he was married to her, it says, as well.
I didn't even read that.
Yeah, Luft, who married the star in 1952.
Did they get married later on?
So it was her husband.
She died at 47. Oh, anyway, I want... Okay, I'm not going to go down that route. Okay. But... I love the idea of writing a book now and releasing it when I'm dead.
It is such a... I wish more people... I wish,
oh, my God,
I
guys.
Wish more people did it.
No, I'm officially doing it today. Can you imagine the freedom in which you could write? Reckless abandon.
The best.
Oh, no. My God. It would just be bile. It would just be... And then some pages, it would just descend into me writing in blood.
Oh, that's good. Hard to reproduce.
What would you do if there was no consequences? What would you write?
Everything. We're going to say it on air.
Yes.
But there is some stuff that I'm going to, oh, my God, father. But that's not what we're talking about here. I just got really caught up in the idea of the stuff I could write once I'm dead. Yeah. I mean, I won't write it when I'm dead. If I could be a ghostwriter, that would be amazing. But that's not what a ghostwriter is, guys. So this is confirming. Have you guys heard the rumors about the Munchkins? Grant, I'm deferring to you as the leader of the Lollipop Guild. Is Munchkin politically correct?
Munchkin, I think, was only used for this movie.
Okay, so we can call them Munchkins because they were actual Munchkins. Yeah. The Munchkins were a bunch of horny people. And this has been confirmed in this book, basically saying they were drunks.
We wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
They got smashed every night and they had wild drunken orgies.
What?
What?
We wish to welcome you.
And the police used to have to come, and to round them up, they used butterfly nets.
What? Like a movie.
I love that. Yeah, apparently they'd put them all into one hotel.
Okay.
Okay. All the munchkins were on the same floor in the same hotel, and they would just lose them, just running around nude, drinking up the mini bars, getting into fights. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's
fantastic.
The
police would turn up. How can you be angry at a drunk munchkin? Can you imagine?
That's what I mean. They said they'd put police on every floor.
Yeah, there's police on every floor. But sadly, they did also like harass Judy. They used to put their hands up her skirts and everything and thought that they could get away with it because they were cute and small.
Hang on.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't realise that was an excuse.
There's a touch of sexual harassment. Harassment about this story also.
They're shooting the Wizard of Oz,
yes.
And Judy's dancing.
Young. She's young too. She was in her late teens, remember?
Dancing down the yellow brick road, and there are munchkins. Mm. That's terrible. Mm. Come on, munchkins.
Mm. What are you not saying?
Munchkins gone wild.
Come on, munchkins. If you can't try a munchkin, in my world it goes doctors, judges...
Munchkins.
If I can't put my trust in munchkins, I want to live in this world. And now, Em, you've gone and picked up a Gucci bag, which I'm assuming doesn't contain presents for me and Grant.
Nah.
Oh, DVD.
Yesterday, after I went for a run, I went and I got a burger.
Mm-hmm. Yes, without us.
Sauce. And in Bondi, there's a Civic Video closing down.
Let's go to Ed's tweets.
And written on sheets is closing down sale. So I love videos and DVDs. So I went in there and I spent...
You got a stack of them.
I spent $60 on DVDs in 2018, guys.
I'm so glad you did that. Now, just a little bit of context. Feel free to glaze over the two of you. I worked in Civic Video / Blockbusters for basically 9 years in Bondi Junction and Rose Bay. Mm-hmm. And the ones that I worked in closed down some years ago. And so I did a tweet, weirdly, Em, just 2 days ago, saying, I can't believe that they've lasted this long. Shout out to Civic in Bondi. Congratulations. And had heaps of people replying to me saying,
oh, they're closing down.
I was part of Civic. A guy called Steve said I was part of Civic from 94 to 97. Mm. I then did a Blockbuster. I always get teary when I see another one surviving. Aww. People telling me that this is probably the last one. A last one in town. If there's another video shop open somewhere in town, can you let us know? 13, 10, 60. Because no, I did ask, and no one came up with another
really?
One. Really? Yeah, no one came up with another one that was open.
This one could be it.
And it was extraordinary. You just go in there and pick any movie you could think of, and it was there. And they had a lot of good ones. I mean, I've got myself.
You've got like 10 there.
I've got.
What'd you pick?
Oh wow! Can we talk about Toy Soldiers, please?
Oh,
is that Dolph Lundgren?
How good is
that movie? Can we ever?
This is Sean Austin. Louis Gossett Jr. Mm-hmm. And because Sean Austin was I wanted to marry him so bad. Did you see Rudy?
Yes.
Story of the Notre Dame football player.
Yes.
And then he got it, and then he was in Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's right.
Season two, and not
with
as
Winona Ryder's
amazing.
Partner. Yeah.
But yeah, Toy Soldiers.
I'll give a quick synopsis. An elite boys private school, a boarding school, and basically terrorists come and try and attack it, and they have to defend it. It's a wonderful film.
And
should be remade.
It was one of my all-time favourite films, and all the boys were hot. That's why I liked it. They're all good looking.
Hot dudes.
Yeah, and then I've gone down Skyline.
Oh, I don't know
that
Skyline.
That is obscure.
Why?
That's an obscure sci-fi.
Yeah, alien The Darkest
thing?
Hour.
Oh, you were going sci-fi.
Super 8.
Oh,
and then
that's a good film.
And then I got all the Mythicas.
Hang on, stop.
Mythica, the Iron Crown. Mythica, the Dark Spore. Mythica, the Necromancer.
What?
And
the
Mythica,
who?
The Enisia.
Necrophilia?
No.
Necromancer.
Oh, okay.
Necromancer.
Now, for anyone who's never heard of Mythica, which is everyone, what is Mythica?
What do you mean?
No one's
I've
heard of Mythica.
Everyone knows what Mythica is.
No, they don't. Show
of hands outside the studio. Who's heard of Mythica?
Super
8. Zero.
And I got Morgan as well.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Is that a sci-fi as well?
Yeah. You know, I love sci-fi.
Why did you know this
robot.
About you?
I love Mythica. As the Lich King zombie legions ravage the world, Marek, a cursed young sorceress, embarks on a quest to obtain a weapon from the gods with her friend Dagon, a self-serving half-elf rogue. I love elf rogues. Yeah, so
Did you pick me up a copy of Days of Thunder by any chance?
You could get that. That was the asshole Days of Thunder.
How much are you talking for these now?
$60
for the lot? For 10?
Yeah, it's so great.
And do you still have a DVD player?
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back in and buy.
Don't! My God, not even my computer has a drive.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
It's time for our segment, Ask Us Anything. And so this segment is not for little ears. If there's little ears around, perhaps just cover the little ears for the next little bit.
Yes.
Because these are little more adult topics. M. Grant, the idea is to bring people in who've got lives that sort of go on. You think, oh, I wonder, I've always wondered about that. What would I ask that person if I met them?
How does it work? Who goes? Why?
And today it is a swingers couple. We were joined by Lawrence and Jess, who are professional swingers. They're part of Our Secret Spot. You can find that online.
Yes, it's got merch, guys.
Does have merch.
Yeah.
They joined us in the studio. Obviously, as Em said, we had to pre-record it for a million reasons. Yeah, is what they had to say about their life.
Today is very exciting for me. We have Lawrence and Jess joining us, and they're the founders of Our Secret Spot, which is Australia's hottest swingers club in Darlinghurst. Welcome, Lawrence and Jess.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Are swingers, like professional swingers. You have a club.
Yeah, I guess. I suppose, yeah, we are professional swingers. Yeah. I suppose we get paid for it. Oh, so, well, that sounded wrong.
Wow. So, Jess, how long have you and Lawrence been together?
Almost 5 years now.
And when you first got together, did you, was swinging first thing off the menu, or was it something you guys started doing after you got together? Were you both swingers before this relationship?
So Lawrence was a swinger prior to the relationship, but he did introduce me into it on our first date. So he was
first date.
How first date. It went really well, clearly. Still with him.
Okay.
It's a good sales pitch I had. I had it down pat.
You did. He had the perfect words and the way to say it without making me feel super uncomfortable. So.
Which is how?
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, what was your sales pitch?
Look, I've since forgotten what I used to say. Like, just, I guess it's basically what I say a lot today. It's based around communication and trust with each other, and just being able to explore your fantasies without judgment and sharing the fun and adventure with someone that you actually care about.
Okay, now I'm going to put on my like judgy voice.
Yep.
This is just a question I think people listening might ask. I mean, I'm all for it. You guys do. You do you, man. Yeah. No one's getting hurt and everything's consensual and great. Is this just a way to cheat on your partner?
Not that I've found, because I think it eliminates you from cheating because you're doing it with your partner. So it's such an open relationship where he knows my every move and I know his every move.
Do you do it without each other, or do you only swing with each other in the same room?
Most of the time it's with each other in the same room. We have on occasion been separate, but that's with very special people that we're actually very close with. And
there's a discussion before it as well.
Yep.
I'd imagine it's the kind of environment, because you've got emotions involved, that you need rules. Do you guys have rules?
Yes. We have rules, and everyone that we know of in Canada have their own rules, whatever they may be.
Your rules also seem to change as well. So, like, at the beginning, our rules were always the same room and, you know, just together. But as you grow as a couple, your rules do tend to soften and not as strict.
And Lawrence, you're wearing a T-shirt that currently advertises your club. So obviously your relationship style is well known to everyone around you.
Yeah, so we obviously have a fairly public profile. Obviously with the club, people, you know, we meet a lot of people and we've, you know, been on radio and TV before. So we're very happy
and very open about the whole swinging and our relationship and as well as the club.
And we want to, you know, put the message out there and show people that, you know, we can, you know, we look like every other, you know, 20-something, 30-something.
You're not walking around wearing harness.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, okay.
I've got my
it.
Two front teeth. I don't have a thin pencil mustache.
Have you guys ever got jealous of the other?
Yes.
I think jealousy is always going to come up in it, but it's the way that you sort of deal with it. So, yeah,
how?
We have. We're very good at talking to each other. So, as you know, there's things that are going to happen in the relationship where you don't feel comfortable. And as long as your relationship's solid enough to talk about it, you'll be fine.
And Lawrence, so Jess, this is your first relationship with someone who is swinging. Now, Lawrence, how many relationships have you been in before Jess in this situation?
So my previous relationship, we were together for a while and we started swinging together like later in our relationships.
Yep.
So I guess one other.
Can I focus on the club now? Because this is fascinating.
Sure.
So do you pay, like I'm going to ask dumb questions because I have no idea.
No idea.
Do you pay a membership? Is that how you can anyone join? Do you have to apply?
So anyone can come along as long as they're well presented and, you know, ready for a night of fun and they know what it is. So we do ask people who are a little unsure. We go, do you know what you're walking into? And then there's an
entry. So do you do like an induction? Like do you do like a first visit, so like an introductory visit?
Is there an orientation?
there's always. So we have staff, we have hosts, and they're there just basically to facilitate newcomers and getting the crowd mixing. So we do show people around, give them the tour, give them an explanation of our particular house rules for the club, and then we try and give them an overall of what the swinging lifestyle is all about. So people feel very comfortable very quickly in the. It's because for a lot of people, it's a very new environment, so they're a bit nervous and intimidated at first.
Sure. Is it participation only, or do people go there just to watch?
Some people come to watch. It's just like there's voyeurs, there's exhibitionists, so people want to be watched or be watched and not really interact with anyone else apart from being seen or watching. And then you get the people in between who just they want to be, you know, physically with other people.
How often? If oursecretspot.com.au, let's give it a plug.
Yeah.
How often are we swinging?
Well, we're open every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but, you know, your most regular couples come probably once a month, once every six weeks. I mean, it's not something you go out and party every weekend, but...
No.
I mean, I guess it's just because we have the club, so people do probably meet outside of the club as well, but then they bring the couples back later on.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you guys... Swing with the clients?
Not while we work. So we've got a strict no play while we work. But obviously because we're in the lifestyle, we do find our ways around things to swing outside of it all.
Okay. It's like a butcher not eating their own meat. It's like,
That is an interesting analysis, Lauren.
how crazy does it get in there? Like how many people are you talking and what sort of stuff do they get up to?
Okay. Yep.
So on a regular night, you're probably getting like 15 to 20 couples. And then on our more popular nights, say like our birthday, which is coming up soon, we're going to be packed to the rim.
Yeah.
Again, an interesting rim? Turn of phrase.
Yeah. Phrasing, Jess.
Sorry. I love it. I still have so many questions.
Em doesn't know how this question to start with.
Do you have people that come in to swing who you would never in your wildest dreams imagine would be swingers? Like, is there a stereotypical swinging couple, or do people just come in and you're like, you guys look like...
Can I be honest? I'm going to be honest here. You guys are much more attractive than I thought you were.
No, they look exactly how I imagine swingers would look hot like them.
I didn't.
What did you think? Cord pants and stuff?
I sort of had like repressed... sort of librarian,
middle-aged
type. So I, when you guys walked in,
young and hot.
Yeah, I thought this is happening. This is working.
So do you ever have people come in and you're like, geez, that's not what I was expecting?
Well, we get the full range of people who come into the club. And I mean, just the other day, I walked in on Saturday night with a friend of mine who's not in the lifestyle, but we were just popping through. And he just commented to me, he goes, there is every type of person in there. Like there's the young 20-somethings who are really hot. And then you've got your sort of 30-somethings. They look like they've been together for a while. And this is what he's saying to me. And then you've got your older couples. And
yeah, right.
So the club's a great meeting place for people who obviously share an open mind and can have a bit of a chat.
Do people discriminate in there? Like maybe you've got someone who's like really ugly. Do they just get left out over to the side, or are people pretty generous in that environment?
People aren't very judgmental. And I think because swinging is such a hard lifestyle to get into and feel comfortable, everyone sort of doesn't judge you for who you are and is very accepting.
Doesn't mean you have to play with everyone. Yeah. You might not be sexually attracted, but you at least give them the time of day and have a chat. But
everyone has a type. Like it is an industry where you sort of, you want to find somebody that's attractive.
So I turn up to the club on a Thursday night with my partner. It's the first time we've ever done it.
Hello.
We walk in. Hello. And then what happens from there? So you take us and then what happens?
So from there, you'll meet one of the hostess or myself. We basically write down just your first names. We take the payment at the door. Then we take
you through. How much is the payment?
So it's $200 for your first time. And then if you're a regular member, it's $150.
Okay. And what is that paying for?
So that's just basically paying for your entry fee.
Yeah.
We are BYO because we don't provide alcohol, but we can serve your own alcohol to you. So you're basically just paying for the entry fee and the time there.
Okay. And so you take us in and then what?
So one of the hostess will show you around, show you all the bedrooms, all the playrooms, the different themed rooms that we have. So we've got a BDSM room, we've got a spa section, and then explain all the house rules that we have. So, you know, ask before you touch the... clothing rule when you go upstairs to playrooms to strip down. Just sort of the basic ones that are also Right. Same sort of rules, I guess, anywhere you go with a
Oh, see,
like
we
that.
Don't know. So, that, I mean, anywhere. This is anywhere. 101. I
anywhere.
Have no idea.
Head to a normal nightclub, you strip down.
Right here. Bono Johnson.
I'm going
first.
To the wrong ones. Go on.
Do you have like a safe word if you're not feeling comfortable or to stop the action immediately? Like, what's the protocol there?
We encourage people to have their own communication between themselves. So, if a couple, like, they're in a situation that they don't want to be in anymore, find a way to communicate that to each other without, you know, disrupting everyone else. Because we don't want people just like having a massive
tiff
and it just kills the vibes. If you're going to do that or something's not right, just go downstairs quietly and we can sort
it out. Have you had a jealous couple fight because one was into it more than the other?
We've seen it all. Like where some and it happens rarely that where they've had a full-on fight, but most of the time they've been at least courteous enough to go out downstairs or even outside into the back lane or out the front and just to have it out and then
sort out the differences.
Can I give you a scenario? Because this is I've thought about this, right? Like if you're going in there with your partner, right? So and your partner is with someone else. Mm-hmm. If I saw my partner like make a noise that I have never heard before, or put some sort of like a facial that I had never seen before, I don't know if I could recover from that.
But don't some people get off on watching the person they love pleasured?
Yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of people like that, so Jess and I are like
What if
that.
They're being pleasured to a level that you haven't seen them experience before?
Well, this is the jealousy thing, and so it's sort of how you deal with it. And so you can obviously, you know, you're sort of like, oh, that's new. Now you can choose the path of now I'm pissed about this and go down the angry route, or you can sort of maybe tap the guy or girl on the shoulder and go, what are you doing? How are you doing that? Show me. Let's do it together.
God, this is amazing. I mean, this is our secretspot.com.au. If this is what people enjoy doing and it helps your relationship and maybe, I mean, it's great. And it's, you know I'm way too jealous a person to ever entertain this idea. Mm, Scott
I think
so much
I am as well.
Breathes in the same direction as another person. I'm not happy. You two are far more evolved than I will ever be. And good luck to you. And that T-shirt is cool. Put a picture up of Lawrence's T-shirt. It is very good merch.
It's a great T-shirt, and I do notice that it doesn't seem to be a caricature of Jess that's lying on top of the man, so I'm excited that there's actually swinging in the T-shirt as well.
Lawrence and Jess, thank you so much. Our secret spot, Dunning Darlinghurst, if you guys want to check it out. Thanks for being so open and candid with us.
That's all right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
There you have it at 7:22. You can go to our podcast to hear the full chat. He's also had our other chats as well when we had a chat with the dominatrix. There's a lovely video of her demonstrating on Grant.
I was just going to say it wasn't just a chat. It was a physical demonstration of which I didn't ask for.
You did ask for the 6 lashes that you got. And with a survivor of a cult, they're very, very interesting chats. You can hear the full ones there.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, Ned by downloading the Today FM app.
Grant Denyer, a cautionary tale.
I'm too afraid to sleep in my own bed, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, he's got notes, guys.
I have a mouse. I don't have any notes. I have a mouse that's been attacking me in my sleep.
Oh.
Like targeting me.
What do you mean?
I'm too afraid to close my eyes
what
at nighttime.
Mean? Okay, no. All right. I'm here for
Are
you
right interested now?
Because, oh, my God, what do you even mean? Have you got CCTV footage going?
No.
How do you know?
What had happened? Well, I can tell you what happened. I'm lying in bed, right? It's dark. I feel this kind of little scratch on my arm, which I think is my wife. Which
no.
I go, got on your dog.
No, it's
nice.
Not in the bed.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to burn your house down? I'm sorry.
I'm lying in the dark going, isn't she nice? Just give me a little bit of a rub on the forearm. Just kind of like this. That's all I felt. And then I went, hang on, that's quite sharp. That feels like little claws.
Needs to cut her nails.
That's what I thought. But then I go, hang on, this is too high speed. There is something digging at my arm.
Oh. No, thank you, please.
So I've gone... There's something in the bed with us right now.
Oh, God.
And it's like trying to like dig a tunnel in my skin.
Good.
And so I went, darling, grab the light. Turn the light on. And as she flicks the light on, this mouse stops clawing at my forearm, looks at me, and then just jumps off the bed.
Dude, it is rare they'll go to the bed. They're such corner dwellers.
Well, now I can hear him, right? So what happens is
he's
not afraid, this mouse.
No, he's renegade.
He looked at me like he winked at me, went, yeah, catch me if you can, jumped off the bed, like did this kamikaze fly through the air.
Disgusting.
And then we had this whole scenario where we're trying to catch like the mouse in the room. Yeah, and I realized that once the scenario was over, I'd spent the entire time standing on my bed.
Yeah, he hadn't gone off the bed.
While my wife ran around to try and sort of corral it at least out of the room so he could get back to sleep.
I love that you sent her to turn the light on and now she's also chasing the mouse.
He's not.
Hey, safety first. You got to look. Look
is
after
that
number
you
one.
Screaming? Is that a pre-recorded Daniel scream?
That's what I sounded like.
I bet. That's very unusual behavior from mice because you know I'm a professional at getting rid of them and having them killed, and they do not often come to the bed.
So that's brazen, yeah.
That is brazen.
So the thing is, in follow-up nights, he comes back. What? And I can hear him trying to make his way up to the top of the bed. Like, I can hear him behind the bedhead. I heard him climb up my jeans, which I'd laid just over the chair next to the bed so he could try and, again, like, jump back over to the bed. Like, he keeps trying to come back to get me.
Ed can't speak.
Do you live in a barn? What is this?
I'm astounded.
I do live on a farm, but I've never heard of a mouse that wants to take on a human repeatedly.
I've never heard of any animal being so brazen as to get into the bed to have a go.
We haven't caught him. We can't find him during the daytime. We can just get him out of the room. He now knows how to get out of the room before
what
we catch
him. What does
he want? I don't know.
He's a Stuart Little.
Like,
because that would be maybe he drives a little car and has a little life. I mean, now you got to think maybe this is, you know, this
what's
is.
What's his issue with me? Like, we got a pantry man. Go and raid that.
All right.
Grant wants to ask on 13 10 60.
Yeah. When animals attack everybody, tell me your story.
What have you been attacked by?
Or have they taken over your house?
Yeah. I think, what have you been attacked by that's not, shark based? What's had a go at it?
Oh, I'm not going to poo poo shark stories.
Oh, okay, but they're vicious animals. I thought we're in the world of, like, being attacked by something non-vicious.
If any animal has ever attacked you, ever, call 13, 10, 60.
All right.
Share your frightening stories with us.
You've been attacked. 13, 10, 60. What had a go? On 13, 10, 60, which animal has attacked you? Grant Denyer, you survived a vicious...
attacked by a mouse.
Yeah. Is attack the right word?
Yeah. If it's clawing through your human skin, that is a violent, vicious attack by its feral little claws.
It is disgusting. Like, I'm awful. You know how I feel about rodents.
And it took me a while to figure out what it was. And then because my wife ended up chasing it out of the room while I stood on the bed, which means I now need to hand in my man license. Uh-huh. I'm ashamed.
No, you're not. You are talking about it on radio, and you were hoping that your wife's since got rid of the mouse while you've been out of the house.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
Kim, I'm too afraid to go back.
Yeah, Kim, what attacked you?
We had a situation with a rat, and we were asleep. My husband and I were asleep in bed, and I could hear something in my cupboard, you know, my wardrobe, built-in wardrobe, and I went, "What?" You know that, and I immediately, because I've got a morbid fear of rats, I went, "It's a rat," and he was like, "It's not a rat." And I went, "It's a rat." Going to wind. So we opened the cupboard and there he is sitting on top of the coat hangers, like on top of my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting there. Yeah. And then it ran across. I scream and I close the cupboard. I go, "I'm not sleeping in here." I go into my son's room. I'm sleeping on the floor on the camp mattress. My husband goes, "No, don't be stupid." About 15 minutes later, he comes in, terrified, because it's trying to chew through the cupboard doors to get us.
Wow.
So we're both lying on this camp mattress. The next day, we cordon off our bedroom, like, don't go in there. We get friends up from Sydney because we live in the mountains. We're all there. We've got baseball bats. We open this door, and this rat's, like, running around the house. It goes into the bookshelf and hides behind books.
Oh, yeah.
It's like there's six of us trying to get this rat out of the house. It's running at us. It's trying to bite us.
Ooh,
it was
like a war zone.
Cujo rat.
Cujo rat.
Cujo rat. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, Kim. What are you meant to do? If you got a rat, what do you do?
Kill it.
Yeah, but with what?
How?
Call a man or a lady who works in the extermination business. And they call and you call and you go, "Oh, do you want a humane release?" Yeah. I'm like, "No, kill it and leave its body as a warning to the rest of the
Hang it on a fence.
I love it. I'm an animal lover.
No, but there are some that have to go.
Correct.
Danielle from Wollongong.
Hi. I had a very similar story to Grant. When I was living at home, Mum and Dad lived next to a farm. And I was sleeping. I felt all this, like, movement in my head. And I actually woke up to the mouse burrowing through my hair.
Come on, Dad. Making a nest.
And then so a few days later, I said, I could still hear it in my room, so I decided to sleep in Mum and Dad's bed.
Yeah.
And then I actually woke up to something on my chest and it was staring at me right in the face.
No. No, thank you, please.
There's an uprising of mouses everywhere.
There actually is.
So
There actually is because of the weather. Yeah.
What is it about Danielle that mouse? It's like it was like someone from a past life or something trying to give Danielle a message.
Definitely.
That's
what it would have been if it was a movie.
Mouse. Maybe it was on your chest saying, "Hey, hey, time to wake up, time to go to work."
Ghost mouse. Thank you, Danielle. We go to Maddie in Kalara. Maddie, what attacked you?
So my pet bird attacked me. He'll launch himself at me on my phone. He's addicted to Siri on my phone, and he'll fly across the room to me, and he'll, like, latch himself onto my lip. He'll land on my head.
Oh, my God.
On your lip?
Now, why? What's this bird's name? Oh, gosh, she's gone. Oh, the bird's got her.
It's Kermit.
She's dead, everybody.
Yeah, she's Kermit.
It's taking her out.
Oh, no, she's back. No, let her go. Let her go. All right. I preferred the mouse lady on the chest anyway. Entertainment up shortly.
Yes, with things.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click.
And hello to the woman who sent me a message on Instagram to say that when her seven-month-old son's playing up, she pops this on and he loves it.
Well, that's cute.
The theme song.
The theme song.
It's not about the Justin Bieber
really?
Bit, but I'm all for that.
That's cute.
Yes. Look, as I sadly broke to you in the hook, Zayn from former One Directioner, now solo artist, yep. And Gigi Hadid have split.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was going to be forever, that relationship. Well, he's even got tattoos of her eyes on his chest.
He does. He does. They've been together for 28 months, as we know in Hollywood. That
28 months.
Is 28 years. Month yeah. Year. But they've apparently drifted apart due to work pressures, and they've confirmed their split via Twitter, as you do nowadays.
That's what you do.
And Gigi has written, breakup statements often seem impersonal because there is really, oh, this is very long, guys.
Cut to the chase.
When you break up, yeah. We love you all. We wish the news could have come from us. Oh, it's boring.
Now, hang on. I just want to go back to that. So he's got her eyes tattooed on his chest.
Yeah.
So now when he's with, forever and a day now, when Zayn is with the thousands of women that he will be with, the eyes of his ex-girlfriend will be staring
at
the back new at girlfriend.
I'm going to make my husband get my eyes on his chest. What a brilliant ploy.
Okay.
He may never move on. I'm always watching. Well, James Blunt is in town. And he was seen out on a yacht yesterday, hashtag relatable, with Stu from The Bachelor.
Oh, that would have been that would have been his yacht.
It's the same yacht that he once romanced Sophie Monk on.
Yep.
And you can charter it for $3,500 an hour, guys.
What so did
don't
you
worry
just
about,
say?
Don't worry about James Blunt. He's got some money.
Did you say $30,000
an hour? No, $3,500
an hour.
$3,500 an hour. Yeah. Real. So he's here, obviously, Ed Sheeran's just touched down. Good morning, Ed. He's here in Sydney. And James went out on Stu's yacht yesterday. So
Stu is the big winner out of The Bachelor. You know what I mean? Like, he got it.
He already was a winner. He's a multi-millionaire with pubs.
I bumped into him the other day on the plane.
Here we go.
And we had a nice little chat. I said, mate, how was it? He goes, mate, look at me. I'm doing fine. I'm third generation pub owner. I went in it for a couple of laughs. She's a good girl, had a great time, just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Did you believe me? Not for a second.
Yeah, I think I did.
Did you?
I don't think he went in it to find love at all. I think he went into it just for a bit of giggles.
How dare you? Right, everyone better go after Grant Daniel like they went after me when I suggested the same thing of Sophie Monk.
Oh, well, don't unleash that on me.
Yes,
I think she did it for a different reason. She's been unlucky in love. I think Stu thought it would be a fun thing to do with a fun girl, and then maybe it might go somewhere.
Stop backtracking, mate. You're not getting on the yacht.
Game of Thrones. Yes. HBO have hinted that there's going to be a lot of beloved character deaths in the final ever episode of Game of Thrones.
Good.
Currently filming the last ever season series. And not coming out until 2019, by the way.
Okay.
And there's been hinted at the final episode is going to be...
It has to be a
killing,
bloodbath.
Some culling. Yeah, and look, you know, my favourite... Did you know that, you know, Rose Leslie, who plays...
Description, please.
The redheaded...
Oh, the redhead. Stark.
The daughter
Ygritte,
Stark.
Ygritte. She plays Ygritte, dates Jon Snow in real life, Kit Harington.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're together, and she's been reading all the new episodes of what's going on, and she has to kick Jon out of the room, Kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a listen.
I mean, I can read his facial expressions.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything that's going on, like, within his eyes or anything like that. Yes. So I send him packing. I kind of, like, boot him out so that he can go to the coffee
shop. Oh, so you won't let him even read it in front of you?
Absolutely not. No, because I'll know. I'll be able to gauge.
Gotcha.
Like, if he, like, stiffens, then I know that, oh, someone's dead.
Because she's not in it anymore. He is, and she doesn't want spoilers.
No spoilers.
And Kim Kardashian has opened up to why she chose to have a baby girl as their third child. She says, when picking the embryo, she opted for the healthiest one. It's a really tricky thing. What sex do you put in? Which one is the healthiest? Pick the healthiest. And that was a girl. Well, that's not an interesting story.
The selfiest? If she picked the selfiest embryo.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Sure are at 8:04, and we have our official game show host, Grant Daniel, ready to try and give away this cash. Who have you got for us today?
We got Jessica from Wollongong. How are you this morning, Jessica?
Yes, I'm so good. How are you?
Good. Well done on getting through. What's your plans for the cash?
I think I'm going to go on a holiday like every other person on here that plays the game.
You've cottoned onto a continuous theme. Yeah. Where would you go?
I want to go to New Zealand. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, lovely. So
North Island, South Island.
Oh, I want to go everywhere.
Yeah, good. You've got to see it. So much to see in New Zealand. Best of luck. Here we go.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks?
I'm so ready. I've been trying every single bloody day. I never get through.
This is your chance. Best of luck.
Bloody good luck, Jess.
You got bloody 30 seconds to answer 10 bloody questions, and all your answers must start with the letter C. Jessica?
C.
C for carrot. For each question you get right, score 100 bucks with the chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Jessica, let's go for the letter C.
Hang on. Ed wants to say his thing.
Ed?
Let's not forget that the letter C can have different sounds at the start of a word. Yes?
Correct.
Yeah, we're good, Jess?
That's a good point.
All right, we're good. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
All right.
I could see your little eyes twitching.
Thank you.
Good luck, Jessica. Here we go. Name a tool.
Pass.
A drink.
Coke.
Electronics brand.
Pass.
A comedian.
Cobain.
A book title.
Pass.
A gym.
Pass.
A fish.
Catfish.
A herb.
Coriander, yuck.
A female music artist.
Sienna.
Type of dance.
I reckon I would have got 10 there.
You reckon you would have?
My brain was...
Really?
Yeah, that was
that's
easy.
Hard.
Name a tool.
Oh, and you got me. Chainsaw.
Chisel.
Good
name
one.
Name a type of dance. Cha-cha.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Book title.
Yeah. You didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, the question I did. Anyway.
She did.
I'm stalling because I can't think of one.
Hey, Jessica, nice effort. You got 500 bucks to kickstart your holiday dreams to New Zealand.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Our New Zealand money, that's it, like
$1,000. Oh, that's like $1,500 bucks. Yeah. You could buy a house for that.
Yeah, pretty much.
It has taken the nation by storm. Married at First Sight. It's just going from strength to strength. And the star of the show, I don't know if she's been signed up by Hollywood, but my goodness, if you're looking to do a new Hunger Games or remaking...
What are you doing here? Hi, Tracy!
Single white female.
I don't even know. God. Where is he going with this?
I don't know. Jennifer Lawrence is not my doppelganger.
Now, Tracy, I need to play you something straight away because, of course, you were paired up with Dean, 39 years old, owns two skateboards, and this was... He allegedly organised a date for you yesterday with some boats and some other things. And quite rightly, at the end of it, you had this very emotional request of Dean.
I feel like I'm the one that's put up with so much, this whole experiment from you.
So you don't think this is a grand gesture? You don't think I've made an effort here? You don't think I've made an effort over the last few weeks to, like...
It's not just bloody boats and meals and... It's words, Dean.
Trace.
Oh, Tracy. Oh,
the whole country. The whole country's watching you last night just saying, Tracy, why? Why are you putting up with this guy? What do you have to say?
because I just want to see the best in Dean, you know, and the couples don't get to see me and Dean one-on-one and what we're like other than dinner parties with all the bombs going off. Mm. And, you know, it's a final date and, gee, I was a bit of a sad sap, wasn't I?
Mm.
Having a bit of a cry.
No. But he lies and he cheats and he manipulates. Is it okay to forgive him? Is that the right thing?
Mm. Well, Trace, let's find that out because right now we put it out to the people of Sydney and our phones went off the hooks.
Yep. My bad.
Because we all feel like you need some people around you. You need people to give you some good advice. Yep. So Olivia in the Northern Beaches. Hey, Liv.
Hi.
You're on the line with Tracy. Say hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Liv.
What do you want to say to Trace, Olivia? What do you want to say on behalf of everyone, pretty much?
I just want to say that obviously the whole of Australia has seen all the footage of Dean, and I feel like you want to see the best in someone, but you can wait your whole life to see the best in someone, and you deserve better, girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend!
Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you,
well
Olivia.
Well said, well said.
Tracy, did you love that one? You can wait for a leopard to change his spots, but sometimes they don't.
Sometimes.
And you just wait your whole
life. Five stars.
From Olivia, we move on to Adam. Adam is also from the Northern Beaches. This has really struck a chord. So, Adam, don't bother with the hello stuff. Tracy can hear you. Adam, take it away. What do you want to tell Tracy?
Hey, Tracy. I just wanted to say that love your work, by the way. Seen Dean around the beaches. I don't know. He just seems a bit dodgy, but my Lord, he does look good in real life. So I'd just like to leave you with that one.
Is that you? Dean, is that you?
Are you calling in, Dean?
Yeah. Hey, are you fanning?
Lord,
someone has a fan.
All right, so everyone's got their radio up, which is a nightmare. Adam, just quickly, when you saw Dean on the Northern Beaches, was he riding one of the two skateboards that he owns?
He was riding two and he was also rapping at the same time.
Yeah, that's fair. Right.
Tracy, you know that all of Australia are looking at you and just wondering what the hell are you thinking. Are you still, when was the last time you spoke to him?
Yeah, I speak to Dean quite often. I'm seeing him tomorrow. We're going to be in Melbourne together tomorrow. Okay. So, yeah, you know, we're keeping in touch for sure.
Are you sticking it out to just be the last person on the show?
Pretty
like,
much.
Are you doing it for fame? Are you tricking us?
Are you doing it?
Are you playing us?
Are you doing it for Bitcoin? For Bitcoin.
Hey guys, I'm not the player. If anyone's the player, it's not me in this relationship.
Hey!
May I play? I have to play Tracy something. I have to play one of Dean's highlights. There are so many wonderful things that Dean could have said about Tracy. He's my personal favourite of Dean's many compliments that he's paid you, Tracy.
Oh.
No offence to Tracy, but her looks are not her best quality.
Trace.
Oh, no.
Look at me, please. I'm Shocker. Being that girlfriend. I'm being your friend right now.
Yeah.
You can do so much better, doll.
So much. Yeah. Come on, Trace.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
I feel like, you know what I feel like? I don't think, this is what I think, Tracy. You're not together anymore, but for the sake of the show, you have to pretend you are. And then I feel like once the show's over, Tracy's just going to unleash.
I agree. Yep.
I hope so.
And I invite you.
I unleashed on the final day. I unleashed last night. That's pretty much me unleashing.
I feel like you're holding back.
You think there's more to come.
Am I?
Yeah.
You have an open invitation to come into the studio anytime you want, Tracy, and you can go as hard as you like, and we can find you. So we can find you a great guy right here in Sydney. We can do that.
Tina's got a question for you from Oakhurst. Hey, Tina, ask Tracy your question.
Tracy, honey, is he good in bed or what?
Well, I'm obviously hanging around for a reason, right?
Oh, play the rap. Give him.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, I know you probably hate me.
Thanks, Tracy. We'll talk soon.
So hot.
Yes, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Show me what you got.
You're so hot.
But, Em, you've had a terse exchange with your 16-year-old daughter.
Yes. She phoned me last night and she said, Mum. I said, yes. She said, guess what happened at athletics today? So they had the schoolhouse athletics carnival yesterday. And I said, what? Well, first of all, guys, obviously she won everything and dominated and broke three records. But that's not the point.
She's a machine.
She is a machine. She's terrifying. And so she said to me, well, all the under-18 girls didn't want to do the 800 metres. Like, they couldn't get one person to compete. Uh-huh. And I'm like, right. And then she said, so then, you know, we all got behind them and said, go and run it. And so they all went out and they started, you know, like walking it and jogging and not really. But they, you know, she goes, but good on them for doing it. And I go, what do you mean? She said, well, guess what happened then? Our principal came over and walked around to the back straight, stopped the race down and said to the girls, it was International Women's Day last week. You are not trying. This is an embarrassment to women. You're an embarrassment. And Chella said, can you believe he said that? Ooh. And I said, yes, I can. And I applaud him. Yeah. And she said, Mum, you can't speak to women like that. And I said, you listen here, Missy. And then she hung up on me.
Oh, she knew she was in trouble.
Beep, so beep, I took beep. It to text.
Yeah.
Ahem. This is what I sent my daughter. Very mature. If someone disagrees with you, you don't cut them off. You listen and understand their perspective. Don't be so narrow-minded. We do not reward people for showing up, for participating.
Yeah.
It is a privilege. How lucky are you to have a school that encourages physical pursuits? Those girls just wanted a pat on the head for getting up and jogging two laps. F that. Good. Your principal was right. You must try. They should have run till they couldn't breathe. Yeah. F tokenism. Try until you hurt and or bleed.
So she's received that, and it would have come back straight away. It would have gone beep, beep, and she's got it. She's still hopped up.
But, mate, she's hopped up. And I'm going to read you the response.
Yep.
But I just want to say, girls, you do not get rewarded for showing up. No. That is a given. Mm. Of course you show up. Mm. I'm not going to pat you on the head for your token effort. Mm-hmm. You try very, very hard.
Yep.
It's two laps.
I agree.
And I love all these girls and I know them all well because I'm the cool mum, guys. But
the cool mum.
I'm not going to pat you on the head for your token effort.
Yep.
That's not what the suffragettes fought for. That's not what being a feminist is. Okay? You show up and you do your best.
If you want to, you know, not try and still win a medal, then go in the Commonwealth Games.
Anyway.
How did she respond? So you've given her this fire and brimstone.
How good was that text, though?
It was a brilliant text.
I mean, I want to make this for me.
Exquisitely written.
And she spat back. I could see her stabbing her little pudgy fingers on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's got hobbit hands like mine. Massive. Look at my hands. She wrote back, sober up and go to bed.
Ah. Zing.
Got you. Got you, Mom.
We have a winner. I've been accused by my wife of some poor parenting.
What? I won't have it.
Thank you. My son is 6 months old, little Arnold, and I was in charge of him. My wife was, I thought, out. But she was...
So you made the fatal mistake of not clearing the area.
No. Okay. I thought, because she was going out, and I thought I heard the front door, so I thought she was out.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't.
Already this is ringing alarm bells.
So I had him, and he was just awake. He wasn't time for his nap yet. He was not grizzly, but he was starting to get a little... He was doing the thing where he put his hand up to his eye.
Oh, yeah, that's a sign.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, that's cute. But he's got to stay up a little bit longer. Mm. I thought, okay, all right. And I think, oh, Tiff's gone. Okay, all right. And so I needed to go and do something in the kitchen, get some... I was making a coffee, let's be honest. And I thought, no, I can't have him on my hip when I do that. And if I put him down on his back, he'll scream because he's tired and he'll think it's bedtime. He won't like it. What am I going to do here? What am I going to do? Ah, I know. I'll prop him up on the couch.
Oh,
I'll put pillows around him.
And what's in the lounge room there?
And I'll prop him up.
And what else is in there beside the couch?
And then when I sat him up, he went... And he was starting to do his, I'm a bit tired, Dad. I'm like, you can't go to sleep yet, mate. If you go to sleep early, she'll know and we'll get in trouble. And he's just not having it. And I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I start playing with him, singing songs, doing silly faces, and he's getting tired of it.
Can't make a coffee doing that.
No. I'm getting tired of it. I want my coffee.
Yeah.
And I turn on the TV.
Ah, there we have it.
And
is that his first experience?
And I flicked over.
So you've never turned the television on in front of him before?
It's in a position where he can't see it. And so when he's playing on these mats and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I then thought, oh, well, it's on. So I flicked over to the cartoon channel.
Yes.
And I thought, I'll just see what happened. And I think I've got a pretty good audio representation of what happened in our house, of what he's normally like, and then what he was like the second he saw Dora the Explorer for the first time. Take it away, Arnold.
Dora! Come on, Dora!
Dead silent. He's normally laughing and singing, like, the second Dora the Explorer went on...
He was transfixed.
He was transfixed. So much so... Turn that down, please. It's awful. So much so
that he left one of his feet in the air. He lost all control of his body.
Yeah. So he was just gone stiff and mesmerised by the little digital parent in front of him.
And staring, like, dead ahead, not crying.
How will you ever go back? Not him. How will you ever go back?
You realise the power, man.
Well, I then heard thump, 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 and I went, oh, no, she's still here. My wife comes around the corner and she goes, what have you done? I'm like, I didn't mean it. I was.
That's baby crack, man.
And she's like, you've made him in front of the cartoons. You know you're not meant to do that. He's going to want to watch cartoons the whole time now.
Yes.
Oh, you've broken the seal on
100%.
Him.
100%.
And then she looks at him and she goes, he is calm. So what do I do?
No, I tell you.
What do I do?
All the best of intentions as a parent, you're like, okay, you're only going to do half an hour screen time a day.
Yeah.
Okay, 6 hours screen time.
And
final
then that's the end.
Day FM's Easy Tickets to Pink.
You guys ready?
At 8:48, when you hear Pink ask you to call, you call. She's asked. And Carly from Camden has called. Carly, you're going to Pink.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Carly, bit of a Pink fan, huh?
Yes, yes. My best friend. Oh, she is as well. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's very, that's very, very exciting. What is your favourite Pink song?
Get This Party Started. Love it.
Is that like your anthem on a Friday night before you're going out with the gang? You crank it up, get yourself in the zone.
Yes, me and my girl.
What was yours, Graham? What was your pump-up song when you were going out in...
Tumblewumba Chub Thumping. Is that
I get knocked down.
What was your pump-up song?
Oh, I don't know.
Where used to get you That's going? Question. Was it pop or rock?
No, I used to like Blink-182 before I went out.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Dang a dang a dang a dang a dang.
But did you like to skin animals? I mean, get ready to.
I dare you. Pony by
Beethoven Smith.
And Pony. Or yeah. Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Was that your pump-up song?
Yeah, by P. Diddy and Various.
Gosh. I had so many. I had mixtapes. So I used to listen to, I think it was Ugly Phil.
Yeah, Hot 30.
Yeah, and I'd sit there with my pink Ghetto Blaster double deck, and I'd have my two hands on the play and record button.
Ready to go.
And you'd be like, and then you got to pause it when the ads come in. And look, and I dedicated so much time to making the best mixtape of all. And kids don't get that now. You just go to Spotify and just make a list with a finger.
Yeah.
But I dedicated hours with my little fingers on that play and record button.
And you were rewarded with a perfect mixtape. Remember, you used to give mixtapes to your, you know, your the people that you wanted to date.
100%.
Friends or
with
boyfriends.
Themed music on there that was so subtle.
Yeah.
Oh.
So subtle, like, you know, songs like, I Want to Know What Love Is, I Want You to Show Me.
Yeah.
Guys, we're just friends, guys. Here's your mixtape. I Want to Sex You Up, Colour Me Bad. Yeah. Oh!
There's a bit of Nine Inch Nails for you.
Yeah, we all did.
Enjoy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well.
Oh, God, if you gave my daughter a tape with Nine Inch Nails on it.
Was that a bit direct?
You freak.
So, Pink's
imagine little Jenya handing over, he's a mixtape. And then that song comes on. Jesus.
I just wanted to let him know, you know, what I want. Yeah, okay.
It's cloudy.
Today.